Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder here on WGN. And we have a real-life, honest-to-goodness soccer star in our midst. Tony Meola is here from the MLS, which I'm assuming means Major League Soccer.
See, we're off to a good start.
One for one, Tony.
Yeah, we're one for one right now.
One for one.
I got to be honest with you. I am embarrassed that I am not a soccer fan. Soccer is so popular now.
Well, it certainly is. And here in Chicago, it's been sort of a rocky road. It started off so well in 1996 with Major League Soccer here. They won a champion. I'm sorry, 1998. They won a championship. And then the last couple of years, it's not been their best teams, to say the least. And they've done a great job of getting now to the top of the Eastern Conference and a team that could win Major League Soccer. And, of course, the opportunity here to host this MLS All-Star game and bring Real Madrid, the top club team in the world, to come in here. There's a guy probably you've seen before, Cristiano Ronaldo, who won't be here tonight, but tomorrow night, that is part of this team. It's a great honor for these guys to get on the field and try and compete.
Why isn't Ronaldo a part of the All-Star game?
Well, yeah, so he had the Confederations Cup with Portugal, so yeah. There's a certain amount of time that they've got to give them off, and I think it's 30 days, and he's coming up to the end of that, and he's had some other issues the last couple days in Spain that he's had to deal with.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
He's had some tax issues.
And
of course, so I think they've sorted that out, but
You know what? When he hired Willie Nelson to be his accountant, I said to myself, this is not going to end well.
Bad move.
This will not play out well.
All right, so you mentioned the MLS All-Star match. It's happening at Soldier Field. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Where do we go for tickets? What can we expect? What's happening here?
Where do you go for tickets? I would imagine online you go. This thing's going to be sold out by kickoff, there's no doubt. And you bring the top team in the world into a city like this that has such a rich history in the game. There's no doubt that it'll be a sellout. And it should be a great atmosphere. Look, All-Star games are what they are, right?
Yeah.
It's not nearly as intense. And we see this in other sports. And there's not an awful lot of defending going on. So as a goalkeeper, I used to hate All-Star games. You know, it's like, oh, you got picked for the All-Star games.
Right.
Oh, great. You know, but it's an honor. There's no doubt. But it should be a fun night. It should be an exciting night for the fans. And you'll get to see some really good soccer, I would imagine.
Ticketmaster.com, by the way.
That's who's got your tickets. Ticketmaster.com.
Imagine that.
Tony, over the last couple of years, I've been fortunate. I've taken some exotic trips to Costa Rica, to Mexico, a couple other places.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that 24 hours a day, if you're out, there's a soccer match from somewhere around the world, and people are going nuts watching it.
And you can't go a commercial break on TV, and you can't go anywhere. You can't go in a grocery store and not see it. It really is amazing, and in a lot of ways, and maybe it's unfortunate in a lot of countries, it's really the heartbeat of the country, isn't it? And as their national team goes, it seems like, and especially around World Cup, as your national team goes, seems like that's how your economy goes in the country. And we're not at that point. I don't know if we want to get to that point, to be quite honest, but we're at a point where we continue to grow. And the fact that we could even conceive in 1996 that they're selling MLS expansion franchises at $150 million a franchise right now, and talk of going to $200 million right now, and cities fighting over it. So in December, they'll announce two more cities in Major League Soccer that will come in, I believe, in 2019. And there are 12 cities vying for two spots right now.
Elmhurst, which is one of our western suburbs. We're hopeful.
Is that north, south? Where is that? You got to help
west.
Me out here. That's a little west.
Just a little west,
okay.
But we're very hopeful. Now, these little towns, when I would travel, every town, no matter how small the town, they'd all have a church that they were very proud of, and they'd all have a soccer field. That was a given in the smallest of towns.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I've seen it. I've lived it. And we used to do preseason quite a bit in Central America and really – it's neat to engulf yourself in that for a while, you know, I don't know that we want our economy to run always as your local team runs, but there's no doubt that we're getting to that, and we're seeing that, and just looking outside the window here, and they're setting up, it looks like an activation here, so to have this stuff happen in 1996, we couldn't dream of this stuff, you know, and to see it grow is really neat.
All right. I was telling you off the air, we played soccer in junior high school where we had to wear the pennies. Remember those to be on your team? It was just like a little chef apron kind of thing. Soccer has completely exploded.
We still wear pennies, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I thought you would have gotten something cooler than that.
No, they're pennies.
Okay.
So it's essentially, as Wendy said, is it an apron?
Well, it's probably a pullover now, right?
Pullover, yeah. It's just,
we used to have to tie them on the side. It was not fun.
Just easy during training to have two colors, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the AYSO league has been really good for when your kids want to start some kind of sport. It's great to get them in to learn how to play as a team. So that is, soccer has really exploded. How old were you when you first started playing soccer?
Yeah, right from I'm first generation here in the U.S. So my mom and dad didn't grow up here. They came to America. They were 18 years old. All my dad knew was soccer. He came from Italy. He played. I feel like I didn't have much of a choice at the time, you know, because that's, you know, the game was growing. I was in an area where the New York Cosmos, where Pele played, was only 3 miles from my house. So, you know, my dad, obviously, we gravitated towards that. And, you know, lucky enough that things took off. But I was like every other young kid now, 6 years old. That's all I thought about doing. And, you know, also played other sports and went to college and played two sports in college. But my love was soccer. This is all I wanted to do.
There was a belief for a while that in Europe, they're much more patient. So if a game ends, after you've been watching a match and it's 1-0, they're fine with that in Europe. But in the United States, we want more scoring. Is that true or not true?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling like we've gotten past that a little bit, only because the fan has gotten a little more educated, where a 1-0 game, a draw, a 0-0 draw, 1-1 draw can be as exciting as a 3-0 game. And quite honestly, a lot of these 3- and 4-0, you know, 4-1 games are not all that exciting, right, because it's so lopsided. So I think as we've gotten educated as a fan, we've come to appreciate. Certainly as players, we appreciate it, right, because, you know, the effort that gets put into a particular game and something might go wrong where you're just happy enough as a team to survive the result.
Right.
But I think our fans now have gotten to the point where we're educated enough to understand that that's also a beautiful game, but in a different way.
Yeah. All right. Tony Miola is with us, MLS soccer star champion, and John has a comment for you. John, you'd like to talk to Tony?
Yeah. Hi, Tony.
Hey, John.
This guy you're talking to almost single-handedly beat the Chicago Fire in the MLS championship game.
I had some teammates with me to do that, by the way.
But
you stopped every shot.
Some unbelievable saves to win that game. I think it was 2005, or when was that?
That would make me younger, but it was 2000, unfortunately. It was a long time, a long time ago. Yeah, no, I remember that fondly, and you know, Chicago. I think that particular year it was us in Chicago at the top, pretty much the entire season, and that championship that was played in D.C. was going to come down to our two teams, and on that day we were fortunate. You talk about a great 1-0 game, an exciting 1-0 game. That was about as exciting a final as we've had up until probably last year.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, there were a lot of shots on goal. I mean, unbelievable how many great saves you made. But, I traveled to D.C. to watch that. I'm a Fire fan, of course. But, I traveled to D.C. with a bunch of friends to watch that game. Great to hear from you. I'm going to be at the game.
Great.
Tomorrow night, Soldier Field. Perfect.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for calling. Did you have the kick-ass mullet back then?
Oh, boy, did you.
No, I don't think so. No, the mullet was before. I think I had to cut the mullet to win the championship. I think that was the deal. It wasn't a championship cut. You know, I hate the internet. I have 3 kids. One's 20, my daughter's 17, and my youngest, who is he's a really good kid, but with me, he's a wise guy, you know, so he loves Google, and he loves the hairstyles, and when he gets mad, he'll just text me one of those mullet hairstyles, because he knows it really ticks me off, so I hate the internet for that.
I got to tell you, I'm not slamming you. I loved the mullet. I married
a guy with the mullet was in back
then. Oh, I loved
it. Yeah, now, hockey players had it.
But Tony, you'll notice when he said loved. Like it was past
tense.
No,
I would
current.
Like my husband to grow his mullet
current.
Back. No, all the hockey players
see,
have them now.
I'm not sure my wife would recommend the mullet coming back.
Are you a great foosball player?
An okay one.
Just an okay one?
Yeah, just an okay one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it's it like like guitar players doesn't necessarily mean they're good at Guitar Hero. Yeah. You know what I mean? Playing it is different than foosball.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay.
Who's the best player you ever either played against or saw play?
Oh, boy. It's funny. I had this question the other day. It was Marco Van Basten. We actually played AC Milan right here in Chicago at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, I mean, it was clear to me why he was at that point recognized. Unfortunately, his career ended a little bit early because of
injury.
Knees. His knees were really bad. And he went on. He played for Holland at the time, now the Netherlands. Was an outstanding national team player, but played at AC Milan, made his name, was a young Ajax player who's one of the biggest youth clubs or developers of young players in the world still today.
Yeah.
Guys on the national team had the opportunity, a young Landon Donovan in that 2002 World Cup. We got to see him mature. Claudio Reyna, who was the captain of that team, now at NYCFC as one of their sporting directors. So we've had some great players, but I go to Marco Van Basten in one game I played here in Chicago, of all places.
He was very fast, wasn't he?
Yeah,
very
he was fast. And big and strong and just had a nose for goal.
Yeah.
Tony Miola's with us. We're talking soccer. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to find out how Allstate is involved in this and find out how you kind of gave back to the Chicago community to help youth soccer. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Everybody now. It's Bill and Wendy and MLS All-Star match at Soldier Field. Tomorrow night, it appears to be in the sold-out phase, so if you go to Ticketmaster, you may not find your tickets. We have soccer star Tony Miola in the studio. You did some work, even though you got rid of the Chicago Fire back in 2000, you came back to help Chicago and worked on a soccer field.
Yeah, so for the last 5 years, I've been traveling around the country with Allstate, and part of the program we did last night at Farragut Academy High School. We went and refurbished the field, and this is what we do. We go into the communities, we refurbish the field, give them new goals, new bleachers, equipment, uniforms, soccer balls. Essentially, it's a new start for these communities in soccer, and we're trying to give them a safe environment to play in, and an environment where they can enjoy the game and not have to worry about not having enough soccer balls or not having uniforms to play on the weekend. And it's probably from a person who has gotten so much out of the game over the last over the 20-year career that I had. It's an opportunity now for me to give something back to the game. So it's such a neat project that we do, and obviously this is home for Allstate, as you guys know here.
Yeah.
And it was important for them to use this week in order to facilitate this project here in Chicago, and it's they really, really do a great job. I probably undersold it a little bit how well they really do and what a great job they do, but credit to the people at Allstate, because as you guys know, it's not easy from a sponsorship standpoint to put that much as far as resources into something, and they view soccer as the vehicle to get into the community and give back.
Did you say you have a radio show?
I do. I work on Sirius every day. We've got the Drive Time show, well, I guess here in Chicago, be 4 to 6. We have a lot of Chicago listeners at that time.
Music, all soccer
themes?
Oh, no,
just all soccer all day. Yeah, no. No music. We request music in and out of the breaks, but that's about it. And by the way, people complain about our music all the time.
What?
I'm still
Why?
A rock guy from the 80s, you know. So
what would you play if you could have music more on the show?
More AC/DC, Guns N' Roses. I'll go Jersey guy, got to go Bruce and Bon Jovi, you know, those. Yeah.
Have you met Bruce or Bon Jovi?
I have met Bruce. I've not met John Bon Jovi.
It all you thought it would be and more when
he's
you
a small
meet him?
Guy?
Yeah.
He's small. Yeah, a lot smaller than I thought.
Yep.
We'll tell him you said that.
I think I told him. I said he's a lot smaller.
Hi, little fella.
Shorter than I thought.
And he still took a picture with you?
Yeah.
On your shoulders?
I was cool with the mullet, you know?
Right.
I was.
You can hide in there. It's a good time. A friend of mine goes to see soccer matches in Europe, and he told me this story. Tell me if this is true or not. The fans are so fervent, the soccer fans in Europe, that if you're a fan of the visiting team, you have to come in through a special entrance.
That's right.
And you're only allowed to sit in a designated area.
You've got to come in an hour before the game, generally, and then you leave an hour after the game.
Yeah.
So you have fun if you win, right, because it's a lot of taunting going on after the game for an hour, but it sucks if you lose. Yeah, so that's pretty typical, and unfortunately, that's how they have to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have that problem here in the U.S. One, I don't think. I think fans here are generally a little calmer about that stuff. Plus, the travel, the distance between teams, you don't often get a huge crowd from the. You know, you got L.A. playing New York. How many people go? We're doing a better job with it, and it really creates a nice atmosphere. But it's more in the conferences that we're seeing it now, rather than you see Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, L.A. against San Jose. You'll get a lot of those things. Now in New York, we've got two teams now. Always a huge rivalry with D.C. Now D.C. and Philly are so close, so we're getting more of it. Luckily, we haven't had any of those instances that we've had to deal with that have been bad.
I know you're from New Jersey. If I'm at a match in New Jersey and I see Chris Christie at the match, am I allowed to yell anything at him?
Only if he has nachos. You're allowed to yell at him because then he'll come back at you, apparently.
Although he's kind of apologizing a little bit about that today.
Yeah.
He should have
The nachos or what?
No,
he
not
said.
The nachos. Okay. About what he said.
Not the nachos.
He shouldn't apologize for nachos. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you,
hey,
Tony
my
Meola. He will be at the MLS All-Star Match at Soldier Field. It's happening tomorrow night. Sold-out crowd. You're doing a little autograph photo session
beforehand.
Yeah, we'll
do a meet and greet from 5 to 7, and we'll go enjoy a game after that.
Perfect. Good luck to you.
Good. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Grow the mullet back. Come on.
Special request. Thanks, Tony. We'll take a quick break, some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.